Speaking of all around the world, God, it's like we plan this show sometimes.
Isn't it?
Times have changed in the UK, so now you're on earlier in Australia. You're starting at 4.30 now until our clocks change next week. Then you're back on at 3.30. Way, we get to hear more of you guys now, says Jeff. So there you go.
Good day, Jeff.
Bonza.
Bonza.
Ripper.
I'll drive my ute.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah.
There you go. Sorry, if you didn't understand there, Dom and I were speaking Australian. That's what we did there. We get letters. And the letters all have 20 seconds, 20K is coming up. We're closing the lines in 12 minutes. Good luck.
Now,
yeah,
this is a very cleverly observed gift for somebody in the studio.
Oh.
Chris, you have accused James of doing something quite a lot over the last couple of weeks.
Breathing.
Not breathing.
I don't think you said
that. That annoys me.
Not breathing. Turning every so often.
Not leaving.
Accidentally. James will bang his microphone. Yeah.
Every day,
yeah.
James accidentally bangs the microphone with his hand.
I haven't done it
And then makes a face of, oh, God, I've done it again.
Amber has sent you some boxing gloves.
Wow. That's not going to help, is it?
I don't know. I'd like to see you in a pair of boxing gloves, I think.
They're proper ones.
Yeah.
They're proper ones.
Seeing James in a pair of boxing gloves is kind of like seeing Sylvester Stallone in a dress.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, do you know what? They fit as well, don't they? Look.
Surely we need to chop James's hands off instead.
They've got flames on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're flaming.
How do you put them on, though? You can't put the strap on properly, can you?
You can't put the what?
Stop it.
Yeah. Well, you can ask. Yeah, I was going to say, you can ask someone else to help.
No, it's on.
It's on.
It's like watching an actual boxer put his gloves on.
There you go.
Hey, do you know what? You look hard as nails.
Oh, do you feel tough?
Yeah.
You look tough.
I'm going to smash the one in the face.
did you ever do boxing as a kid?
I'm going to shock you, no.
Right.
I didn't.
Can I shock you?
Yeah.
Thanks. That's the padded bit there.
Thanks, Amber. Yeah. That's good.
Anyone just nudge your jaw with your.
These are fun.
Yeah.
They got flames on.
Now whack the microphone. Yeah.
Oh. See, it sounds.
If anything,
it makes it
worse.
More likely that I am gonna.
But you look cool. That's key.
Now, Amber says her name is Amber Moss. But you've got Amber Moss and Tonka Bean, haven't
you? That's right.
So I don't know whether she's changed the name on this.
I just need to find somebody called Tom Kerbean.
Yeah.
And I've literally got the ingredients to my candle available now at chrismoyles.shop. That's chrismoyles.shop. Get my candle today.
Is it in stock?
Thanks, Amber Moss. That's nice, isn't it? Right, now, this is good, and our sponsors will love this.
Skoda.
Dom, just wondered if you could let the good people at Skoda know that advertising works.
Go on.
After hearing the multiple ads on your show for the all-electric SUV, the Skoda Elroq,
yes,
I have booked a test drive.
Good.
And if all goes well, I'll be taking delivery in a few weeks.
Hey.
Wow.
So thanks, Skoda. That's good, isn't it? Now, there's also a little moan as well.
Yeah.
But can you please have a word with your HR department at Global? Because my son Ollie's applied to be an intern and he hasn't heard back yet. He's just moved down from York to London to pursue his dream of a job in media. He doesn't know anyone. He's paying well over the odds for a small room in a shared house.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Please get sorted out. Can you say hi to him from me? As we're not sure when we'll get to see him next. Thanks.
When he needs his laundry doing.
That's from his dad, Richard. I'm sure Global HR are all over this, so I wouldn't worry about it.
I don't know if we have HR.
I don't know.
I don't think we have
it. Yeah,
we do. We have people and culture.
No. Stephen got rid of it on his last day.
Did he?
Yeah, so we could run a riot.
We're going to ban
run through the building, pushing people over.
Yeah.
Saying rude things to women. You can get away with a murder now these days.
Bow and gloves.
Now, how's your diet going, or generally?
Terrible.
Okay. This won't help. The chocolate people have been on.
Which ones?
Thornton's.
Ah, lovely.
Dear Dom, they've written a poem. Dear Dom, we know you're a man of many letters, but here's one with something better. a luxuriously crafted decadent treat to make Mother's Day complete, which was yesterday, obviously. Enjoy the finest from the Thornton's range, because a thoughtful treat goes a long way.
Okay, no, say it
again. You can't rhyme way and range.
Say it again from the top.
Okay, we know you're a man of many letters, but here's one with something better.
No.
You need an S on the end.
Yeah, that's
a luxuriously crafted decadent treat to make Mother's Day complete.
Too many syllables in the first line.
Now, this one doesn't work. Enjoy the finest from the Thornton's range, because a thoughtful treat goes a long way.
Yeah, like lazy.
Yeah. That said, thanks for the chocolate. The Thornton's team have basically sent loads of chocolate in.
If they put many a letter at the top, if they put, like, many a letter.
A man of many a letter. But here's... Yes, that's that would work. There's a massive... chocolate love heart with Mum's Day at Radio X on it.
Mum's Day?
Yeah, it's not called Mum's Day. They couldn't fit...
Oh, is it too expensive to actually write Mother's?
That's what's happened, because they couldn't fit Mother's on there, could they? Continental, The Taste Journey.
Yeah, you don't need to read out all the chocolates. That's not fair. It's torture.
And the classic. Strawberries and cream fudge brownie. I mean, you name it.
That was my nickname.
Was it?
Yeah.
When?
When I worked at that club as a jungle dancer. My name is Fudge Brownie.
Fudge Brownie.
How did you get that name?
I can't get into it. It's disgusting.
Okay.
You made your own chocolate. Oh. Now, Pip.
Yeah?
I just wanted to give you this because I'll forget. To Pippa, you will be missed when you leave Radio X with your massive, massive fingers. From Tim from Romsey.
Oh, thanks, Tim, I think.
So, yeah.
Oh, it's Cremant. Lovely.
No, it's good.
What?
It's really good.
Cremant. I've told you, my friend Katie loves this. It's made just outside the region of Champagne.
Oh.
Made so it's the same sort of way, but not as expensive.
It's sort of in between Prosecco and Champagne.
It's lovely stuff.
Is it the middle ground?
Thank you.
If you like.
Tim.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tim from Romsey, and with your very, very long fingers.
Yes, thank you.
Thornton's, thank you very much for all the chocolate, and thank you for James's boxing gloves, Amber Moss.
Oh. Why am I playing?
Ooh. A bit of Richard Ashcroft.
Where's that coming from?
Where's Richard?
Is that me? Have I hit something?
I'm just going to check that's not me playing over here.
What is going on? Hold on.
So the Verve is scheduled for after the break.
Playing out of that.
I must have pressed the wrong button. Sorry.
Oopsie.
You have to wait your turn, Richard. If you'd like to send something in, and please do, many have, it's dom@radiox.co.uk. Or, like Thornton's and other people, you can send stuff through the post, and we love to receive it, let me tell you. And here's the address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square in London.
There you go.
WC2H 7LA.
Woo! Now, we're closing the phone lines for today's 20 seconds to 20K in 4 minutes.
Mm.
So let me remind you, if you would like to play the game today, we're bringing it back after about a year and a half. You could win £20,000 or get the first one right, get £1,000 on the table and go, do you know what, Chris? I'd love £1,000. I'm going to take it. It's not as fun for us, but you're in your rights to take that £1,000. If you want to play, you need to text the word play and the answer to this question. 20 years ago, which British band released their debut album Employment in 2005, featuring hits like I Predict a Riot? So, which British band? I Predict a Riot. Debut album, Employment. Text the word play and your answer and send it to 83936. It's got to be a text. It's got to start with the word play and then have the answer. 83936. Do it now. You could be on the air. You could win 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000 or £20,000. Text cost £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines in 3 minutes at 7:45 this morning. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. Text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. Good luck.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K Radio X.
Text now or close the lines at 7:45.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
Cars make all kinds of sounds. Sounds that reassure, sounds that excite, and sounds that embarrass the kids when you drop them off at school. Stay on top of things with eBay. Enter your reg to find the right parts for your car. And with eBay Assured Fit, you can return them for free if you need to. Sounds like my chauffeuring days aren't over yet. eBay. Things people love. Eligible parts. For full terms, visit ebay.co.uk/EAF.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Search Xero with an X!
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
From all the drama to a world of wonders and bingeable box sets, it's adventure, it's excitement, it's bewilderment and awe. It's detectives, it's chases, it's even Geordie Shaw. It's Yorkshire Vets and Peppa Pig, all creatures great and small. It's Michael Palin, James May sailing, discovering a world to explore. It's real lives, it's saving lives, it's all this and more. Watch it, stream it. It's all on Five.
Being lightning fast is great. Fantastic even. But it's no good if you're not going to be smooth. Get a connection that's reliable as well as lightning fast with Virgin Media. Awarded best broadband experience. Switch today. Virgin Media. See what you can do.
Virgin Fibre Areas GWS Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
On average, Rift get their customers £3,000 back.
I'm like a rubber ball, I come down.
Let's get the ball rolling. Search Rift Tax Refunds.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports from 6 people. Adult protected.
On The Beach.
Johnny Vaughan.
Little Si is now going to give us some hard and fast facts about this week's pet locale.
Well, Market Harborough is a market town in Leicestershire. For a bit of context,
start with Britain. As Mrs. Thatcher kneeling down.
Imagine Britain. You've got Birmingham.
Birmingham is in the middle. Yeah,
bang in the middle.
Right
in the middle.
It's towards Wales.
It's slightly.
It's
yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
By no means central.
Yeah, but the big bulgy bit near Norwich that kind of balances that.
Yeah,
that's Mrs. Thatcher's butt cheeks.
Yes.
And she kneels.
Right.
Yes. Let me work this out.
Don't like the East Anglia as the butt cheek.
Why? Because you're from there.
I'm from there.
Well, you're from Mrs. Thatcher's butt cheeks.
Yeah.
You want to see where Barnet is?
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With British Airways Holidays. Choose from over 40 European destinations from London Gatwick.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
There once was a man called Chris.
Yeah.
His radio show was pure bliss.
Yeah.
He spins the decks on Radio X, a show that you'd hate to miss.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it, Thornton's Chocolates.
That's a rhyme, isn't it?
Proper rhyme there. Mm. I got a text late last night, but I was asleep.
Mm.
It was like 20 past midnight. from my friend Vicky Taylor.
Oh, yes.
VFT, as
morning,
we call her.
Vicky.
And she said, I know you'll be asleep, but this picture popped up on my phone. And don't show it yet, James. But she says, I love that you actually have the same face.
The same face.
Yeah. Now, this is very visual. I understand this, but hopefully everybody's reaction, you'll be able to see it in theatre of the mind.
Mm.
So, Vicky has a dog called Ted.
Right. Yeah.
Teddington, we call him.
That's nice.
And he's adorable.
Mm.
Anyway, I went to see Vicky. She lives down on the coast in Hastings. And she took a picture of me and Ted the dog.
Right.
And she said in the text, I love that you actually have the same face. So I'm going to show it to you. So it's me and the dog, faces next to each other.
Okay.
And I'm smiling with my mouth open, but so is Ted.
Right.
And she thinks that we look exactly the same. And here's the picture on the screen.
That
you do.
Is a lovely picture.
Isn't that nice?
So cute.
It is identical.
I'm on the right, by the way, just in case you're interested. Anyway, lines are closed.
Your expression's exactly the same.
I know. That's me and Teddington.
You've both just seen a bone, dead excited.
You know me so well, James. You really do.
I mean, that is exciting, isn't it?
You know, nothing makes me smile like
this.
Yeah. It's 7:48, and this is The Verve.
My friend and me, looking through her red box of memories. Faded, I'm sure, but love seems to stick in her veins, you know. Yes, there's love if you want it. Don't sound like no song. We'll be right back.
Durham says, get that photo of you and the dog with the same face on Instagram. Well, here's the thing. It's already on Instagram. And Pippa went, oh, yeah, I remember you posted that. Mm. And it got loads and loads of likes. And I'm like, I don't know, did it? And she just scrolled through my Instagram and found it. And it did get lots of likes. But when was that?
It was. Oh, no, I've just come off it.
Oh, it's a while ago. It's going to be a good...
It was
5-6 years.
BB before blonde. So it was a long time ago.
What?
Before blonde.
Oh, my hair.
Yeah.
I wonder what you meant.
Yeah, that was a little bit tenuous.
But I put it on my Insta stories. So if you want to have a look at me, if it's a photograph of me and a dog and we have the same face, then Chris Moyles official
identical
on Instagram. And you can see me and Ted with the same face. Okay?
Yeah. There you
go. Ted looks lovely. Looks like a lovely, lovely dog.
He is a lovely, lovely dog, old Teddington's.
2018. In fact...
Was it really?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it was on the 31st of March, 2018.
Oh, wow!
Yeah.
Wow.
She probably must have popped up on her memories.
Right, it's 7:54. We're going to play 20 seconds of 20K after 8 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. So we'll do the news with Dom. We'll play a song, maybe two. I don't know. Depends. And then we're going to play the game. Now, can I just explain before we play 20 Seconds 20K, the range of emotions that people are going to experience really vary.
Yeah.
Some people get very, very tense and nervous, just by listening to the game, because the music is very tense and nervous and energetic and deliberately so.
Oh, I popped.
Exactly. And
absolutely.
Thank you.
It's a shame, isn't it?
Some people will be like, oh my God, they got that so quick. I'd be terrible at this game. And then if they don't get it quick, some people are like, oh my God, what's wrong with them? I could win this easy. So it's a whole array of emotions. But for me, it is technically extremely tricky to play the game. It's really, really, really tricky. So, for example, I've got all these different jingles here.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
So this is the main theme here for the game, all right? And then I can press a button and then it goes all dramatic. Like that, you see. And then we can talk to the caller and say, how you feeling? How you feeling? You ready? And we can make that bigger. Because we've got that one there. Okay. And then we play the game, and then you've got the timer. Oh no, that's something else. Sorry. You've got this. If you get it right, and if you get it wrong. By the way, when I say you get it wrong, you actually can't get it wrong in sense of, let's say it's I'm Still Standing by Elton John. All you got to do is say I'm Still Standing. If you say every other Elton John name, that's fine. So you just keep shouting anything
keep talking,
out.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you go, Tiny Dancer, Made in England. I don't know why I keep saying Made in England. Crocodile Rock, I'm Still Standing. Yes, as soon as you say that, you're right. So there's no wrong answer until you run out of time. And then this happens here. Then you've got the, I'm going to take my money. I have so many buttons to press. Honestly, I'm just pressing buttons constantly. It's not even funny, Captain. Why are you laughing at that?
I love that.
We also have the example track to play, which is always the same track.
Yeah.
And people often get that nervous, they even don't know what that is.
Yes.
Even though it's the same every single time we play the game. But there's 20 seconds on the clock. Get the first song right, and I'll give you £1,000. It's up to you then if you want to keep playing the game. Let's say you get the first one in 4 seconds, which means you've got 16 seconds left to try and double that 1,000 to 2,000. But if you want to take your 1,000, you're more than welcome. If you win 2,000 and you want to take that, you're more than welcome. Get the third one right, it's 5,000. Get the fourth one right, it's £10,000. And if you get all four songs correct in 20 seconds, you win £20,000. Wow, that was a delay.
Was that a...
Oh.
Good.
Wow. That bodes well for the game.
Mm.
Will played 20 seconds to 20K for the first time in about a year and a half after 8 o'clock this morning.
The Chris Moyles Show.
Don't worry, it's got your news next.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Give your family's broadband a spring refresh with EE's ultra-fast full fiber.
How fast we talking?
You'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
That is quick.
And we'll make the switch easy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with one-touch switch, we'll handle it all for you.
Nice.
Plus, it's powered by BT. Switch today and pay nothing for 3 months.
$32.99 from month 4, 24 months, $35.99 from 31st of March 2026, $38.99 from 31st of March 2027. New customers, 50% availability. Terms apply.
It's the most wonderful time.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get free fast-track security with On The Beach, so they've got that extra time to buy that much-needed mini toothpaste. Silly bookers, send us a postcard from the queue. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 4-star holidays, 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only for selected airports with 6 people. Adult protected.
Beach. New customers get 12 months for the price of 11 at petsinapickle.co.uk. Use code 12 for 11. T's and C's apply.
Is this finally the year for the kitchen renovation? Well, Chase is the digital bank that gives you the tools to help you spend, save and invest all in one place. So you can progress towards your goals, big or small. Like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
Good morning, contestant number one. Place your hand on the buzzer. When does a Greg's breakfast deal hit just right?
I'm all about a bacon roll before lectures. Oh, and a morning coffee on my dog walks.
What a delicious way to start your day. Whatever you get up to, enjoy any breakfast roll and hot drink from just £2.85. Greg's, back some joy. Prices may vary. See in shop for details. Subject to availability.
People's Postcode Lottery's Big Spring Win is back. In our April draws, you and your neighbours could win a share of £25.4 million. Own or rent? Doesn't matter. If your door is in the draw, then you're in with a chance to win. You just need to sign up before midnight tonight. Who knows? You could win a share of £25.4 million. So get your door in the draw. PPL Managed Lotteries on behalf of Good Causes. 18 plus. Conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, Holiday Park Advice Centre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Radio X. News update next.
No fraudsters here to mess me up. Two-step verification's extra tough. I don't think twice. I set it up. It instantly toughens you
up. Tough defence against breaking through. 2SB, it's protecting you.
Two-step verification instantly toughens up your online security, even if your password's been compromised. Turn it on now. Learn how at gov.uk/stopthinkfraud.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
All right, 20 seconds to 20K is back. We'll play the game in a matter of minutes. First, though, Dominic Byrne's got your news, sport and weather. It's a minute past eight.
From Global's newsroom, a two-day summit about tackling people smuggling gets started in the UK this morning. Sir Keir Starmer is hosting the event in London with representatives from 40 countries taking part. Tech firms, including Meta and TikTok, will join discussions on how smuggling gangs are using social media. Benjamin Haddad is France's Europe minister.
We have smugglers networks that are human traffickers, criminals that are dealing in human misery and pushing people on these boats. This is a challenge that the UK is facing, France is facing, all of Europe is facing.
In other news this morning, Downing Street says Sir Keir Starmer and Donald Trump have agreed to continue talks about a UK-US economic deal. Britain is trying to secure an exemption from import taxes. That includes a 25% tariff on cars shipped to the US. Police are offering a £10,000 reward for any information about a teenager who disappeared almost 17 years ago. Alexander Slowly had little money, no wallet and no passport. That's when he went missing in North London in August 2008. He was 16 at the time. Planned industrial action by some local pharmacies in England this week has now been postponed. The government's agreed a new funding package with negotiators. And Citizens Advice is warning some households are stretched to breaking point ahead of another hike in bills. Energy, water and council tax bills are amongst the costs set to go up tomorrow. That's at the start of what's been called Awful April.
Sport.
Manchester City boss Pep...
Who called it that?
I don't. It's not a great... I mean, it's a real problem, isn't it? Rising bills, but awful April.
But it also doesn't work because April starts with the letter A.
Yeah.
Awful starts with the letter O.
Exactly so, right. Oh, well, you're right. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola...
Says
their record of reaching seven consecutive FA Cup semi-finals will be hard to beat. They are through to the last four again after a 2-1 win over Bournemouth yesterday.
We break our own record. We had last season six in a row, so now seven. So will not be easy. I'm sorry, because it's what this club or this team, so these legendary players have shown during a lot of time.
City will take on Nottingham Forest at Wembley. Aston Villa ease past Championship side Preston 3-0. That sets up their clash next month against Crystal Palace. 19-year-old Jakub Mencik denied Novak Djokovic a 100th ATP singles title with victory in the Miami Open. He beat the 24-time Grand Slam tennis champion in straight sets. That means he's claimed his first tour win.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Very nice weather. Very bright, warm and sunny for much of the UK today. There will be some rain possible in the northwest later on this afternoon, but temperatures getting up to 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
You know, you're talking about Manchester City. Something just popped into my head.
Yeah.
So I've just had to very quickly have a look online.
Yeah.
And see if I'd imagined it.
Right.
I saw a story, and I can't tell you when. It must have been over the weekend or something. But I never read the story. I just saw the headline. And I assumed it was a made-up story.
Right.
And I've looked, and it's real. And I can't... All I can do is give you, like, read a little bit of the story.
Okay.
And then I can't answer too many questions, because A, I don't know, and B, I don't know if it's a thing.
Right, okay.
Erling Haaland...
Yes.
...has been reported to the police. Do you know this?
No. I feel as though I should.
And I'm going to read from the LBC... That's all right, don't look. I'm about to tell you. You both just went to your computers to search it. I'm going to tell you the story, Captain and Dom. Stop it!
We both did the same thing.
I'm going to read from the LBC website.
Okay, yep.
Erling Haaland was reported to police after a Manchester City mascot accused him of giving her whiplash with a tap to the back of the head.
Right.
It was before the game with Southampton. She went to hospital, suspecting that she was suffering from whiplash, initially believing she'd been hit with a stray football. And Manchester City have investigated this and found that Haaland had not acted with any malice or intent.
No.
And the club has said that the police decided not to take any further action. This was a story that had been reported.
Right. How old was the mascot?
I don't know.
Doesn't say like it's a child, I guess, was it?
But the furious mascot has accused Manchester City of being arrogant and claimed there was a cover-up to protect the star striker. She said she felt two blows to her head as she posed for a photo last October.
Right.
This story's come out in March.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Wow. And now it's gone away.
Apparently, the story is that he said he tapped her on the back of her mascot head. She thought she'd been whacked in the back of the head by a football and thought she may have had whiplash. A spokesman for Manchester City said the club fully investigated and found that none of the evidence, including video footage, backed up the claim that an injury was sustained in the manner alleged. So there you go.
Wow.
You thought it was fun to be a mascot.
Well, exactly.
You are taking your life in your own hands.
It's still my dream to hold Virgil's hand.
Isn't it?
Oh, I'd love to hold his hand.
Many, many other people, by the way, absolutely did not believe that story because they're like, well, if it was Haaland, he would have missed the back of the mascot's head.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Monday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
If you just send me a text into the show saying, please don't read this out, we need more information. I don't really understand if it's a made-up text. I don't really understand where that's come from.
No.
And if it's not made up, I really, really don't understand. All right, Captain, calm down. God, you're so giggly, aren't you?
So giggly.
Hey, Captain.
Morning, everyone.
Pippa's back.
I'm excited to see you again, Pippa.
That's adorable.
Sounds
like it.
You're a little cute.
What are you laughing at?
It was our call of Ryan on Friday.
I'm a lady.
Yeah. You left the studio on your BC Clet, didn't you?
As soon as I laughed, James' eyes lit up. I was like, that's going to be a clip and that's going to last.
It's such
a dumb laugh.
We'll play that for eternity, I imagine.
I know. My clips are, that's me singing along to one song. Do do do.
Do do do.
And that laugh. And me saying, hey guys.
Hey guys.
They're my only clips.
You're such a manly man.
Such that's a loser.
That's what I'm getting.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me. Hey guys. You're so cool, Captain.
You know when you think you might be cool, then you just really learn you're not.
It's the do at the end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Dom.
Yeah, I can't talk, actually.
Right. 20 seconds, 20K. Let's get ready to play the game. Okay, so 20 seconds on the clock. We start the clock. I press play on a track. All the caller has to do is give me the title of the track. As soon as they give me the title of the track, we stop the clock, we put some money down on the table for them. First track is worth £1,000. They can take the £1,000 or they can play on. They risk losing the £1,000, but if they get it right before the clock runs out for song number two, they win £2,000. Song three is worth £5,000. Song four is worth £10,000. And name all five songs before the clock runs out, 20 seconds, and the caller will win £20,000. We cannot predict what happens in this game. It is very tense. It's 20 seconds to 20K, and we'll play it next. Who will be the caller? How far will they go? Will they go all the way? Will they fall at the first hurdle? We'll find out in a few minutes.
Radio X. Coming up, more Monday morning broadcasting excellence from the greatest radio show to grace the human race. Someone will shortly be playing 20 seconds to 20K. Let's all find out together how they get on. Plus, we got bops, bangers, and belters in the More Music Hour, picked by members of the Chris Moyle Show on your radios from 9.
That's right, we have.
Wow, that's some pretty good radio coming up. Let's begin with a smashing song.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
20 seconds to 20K is next after David Bowie. David Bowie and Rebel Rebel. At Radio X on a Monday morning. Excellent. Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Right. 20 seconds to 20K is back. We've not played the game for about a year and a half. A load of people text in and go, no, it's not a year and a half since you... Yeah, it is. It really is.
It's amazing.
So, it's back. Will it be back tomorrow? Only time will tell. But for now...
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
All right, so £20,000 could be given away this morning. But let's find out, shall we? This morning's caller is Chris, and not me, right? Morning, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And may I say, yeah. Good morning.
Yes. So I put another one in there.
Is it nice and loud down the phone? Can you hear me all right?
It is nice and loud, yep.
Okay,
loud
good. And clear. Where are you? At home? Are you at work?
I am at home today. I got to the station this morning and the trains were delayed and cancelled.
Oh,
so
what?
I turned around and came home. Wouldn't ordinarily be listening. So thank you, South East, for cancelling the trains.
Mm. Are you, can you work from home?
I can, yes.
Okay, so working from home today or celebrating a big win today?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
But if your bosses are listening, obviously working is what you're going to
do. I'm working very hard, very hard.
Where do you live, Chris?
I'm in Sidcup in Kent.
All right, lovely. Okay. Yeah. Family man?
Family man, yes. Wife and two lovely children.
That's right, you've got, you got a boy and a girl, haven't you?
A boy and a girl, I have, yes.
You've got Charlie and Amelia.
I have, yeah. No, I haven't. No.
Wow.
No. No. Florence and Henry.
That's what I said.
Lovely names.
Florence and Henry.
Thank you.
And Florence is 7 and Henry is 11.
Ah, no. Florence is 9 and Henry's 7.
7. That's what I said. And of course, your wife is Amy.
Sarah, this one.
My wife is current, so there you are. Now, have you heard the game before?
I have, yes, okay. I have.
And have you thought, yeah, I could do that, I'd be all right, I'd be good at that?
Yeah, not yet. No, I haven't thought that yet, but no, thought I would give it a go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you?
8.
Okay, right. So I always say, Chris, forget the actual game, just take it stage by stage. So if you get the first song title correct before the clock runs out, you get £1,000, and you can keep that £1,000 and say, no, I'm done now, thanks very much. I've just made £1,000, that'll do me, that's fine. Okay?
Okay.
Or you decide to play on if you want to. But don't worry about that yet. Let's just try and get the first one out of the way and get a bit of money on the table so at least you get to decide, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So let me run through the rules again. 20 seconds on the clock. I need the title of the track... as quickly as you can, not the artist. It's the title of the track that'll stop the clock. Now, you can say anything you like. There are no wrong answers. Nothing will get you off the... Well, unless you, like, drop the F-bomb or something.
Oh, yes.
Don't say that.
Yeah, do not.
If you go, I know who the artist is, oh, I can't think, and just start throwing out names of their songs or whatever, and as soon as you get the right one, we stop the clock, okay? So...
Okay. Yep.
Talking out loud really helps in this game. The woman who won £20,000 literally was like, I don't know, and started throwing out the titles, but she got it right. So that's a good way to play the game. Because I wanted to win some money, because apart from anything else, it's exciting, and it ain't my money.
Exactly. So that's it.
Yep, okay.
All right, so shall we get into it?
Let's go. Okay.
Oh, now, before we play the game, I need to do the test track, okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I have a little practice of how it works. So, This is a test. We're not playing the game yet. We're just going to make sure you can hear it down the phone nice and clear, get you into doing what you got to do. So we're just going to play a practice track, but I will do all the other bits exactly the same, okay? So, just for practice, I want you to tell me the title of this track. Start the clock.
Under Pressure?
Is right, stop the clock, and that's how the game works.
Very good, that.
Okay.
That's it. So you've got that?
Yep.
See, easy. Yeah, exactly.
Easy, yeah. Very easy.
Exactly. Very, very, very easy. Just play that again. Yeah. Just play that five times that for you. Well, that'd be all right. Yeah, sure.
Okay. That'd be brilliant. Yeah.
Of course it would. All right, okay. 20 seconds on the clock. Just give me the title of the first song, and I'll stop the clock, and away we go. All right?
Okay. Okay. Yep.
Title of this track, please, and I'll give you £1,000. Start the clock. Everybody on the treadmill
run, I actually can't hear it too well.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. I can't think.
Oh, what is it? It's still timed out.
Sorry, I couldn't hear the first part particularly well. It sounds like we were down a well. But
yeah, it's funny that, isn't it? everything you could hear was absolutely fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
is it loud enough?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Under pressure was no problem. But all of a sudden, Sam Fender comes on and it's like, I can't really hear it, Chris. It's very. All of a sudden, it's weird timing.
Okay.
This is track one of the game, but I'm not really hearing anything. Oh, mate, I feel for you. Well, listen.
Unlucky, Chris.
All right.
This is
good luck to the next person.
This is how the game works. When you're suddenly in the chair, it's a lot harder, and the pressure is on. Do you want me to tell you what it was?
Yeah, go on then. Tell me.
Unfortunately for you, it's a song that we play a lot, and if you like listening to Radio X, you're going to hear the song a lot, and every time you hear the song, it'll remind you of the fact that you didn't get Sam Fender with people watching.
Oh, that's the one.
I know.
Of course.
Do you want to know something, Chris? Honestly, I think I would have done exactly the same as you. I think I'd have gone,
Well, it's thing, isn't it? It's thing.
I don't think I'd have got it. I really don't.
Mm. Okay. Probably, thanks. That doesn't make me feel a huge amount better, but if you could just play the whole song now...
Well, listen...
That'd be great.
You don't go home empty-handed, because you do win the much-beloved and coveted 20 seconds to 0K mug.
Yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
So you can drink out of that whilst listening to Sam Fender and imagine how it could have been different.
Imagine what life could have been like. Thank thanks very much.
Listen, all the best. Right. Can you hear me all right, by the way? Listen, have a good day, Chris. Love to the family.
Right,
well
cheers.
Done. Right. Bye-bye, mate.
Thank you.
Chris.
Bye.
Bye, Chris.
I can't hear you.
Oh, what a shame.
Hello. Now, that is how the game can actually play out. Mm. In other words, you just go, oh, it's however, if you think, well, it's easy, that was people watching, I said that after about a second, then you can play the game tomorrow. If you were literally in the car, at work, at home, going, people watching, Sam Fender, people watching. If you were doing that, then get on tomorrow. Because you'd have had £1,000 on the table, and then you could have either played on, or you could have just taken your £1,000. So it's up to you. Do you want to play tomorrow? Good. You could have the money tomorrow if you play the game. I have a brand new question for you. If you want to play 20 Seconds 20K tomorrow, listen. 20 years ago, what British business TV show debuted featuring Alan Sugar? 20 years ago, what British business TV show debuted featuring Alan Sugar? You need to write the word play on a text and then the answer. If you want to be on tomorrow, if you're thinking, I'd have got that, I'd have won £1,000, text the word play followed by your answer and send it to 83936. Text the word play, followed by your answer and send it to 83936. That text is going to cost you £2 plus your standard network rate, but get the first one right tomorrow and you get £1,000 on the table. So it's up to you. You will need to be available to answer your phone when the lines close at 7:45 tomorrow morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. So if you want to play tomorrow, text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. 20 years ago, what British business TV show debuted featuring Alan Sugar? It's a TV show about business with Alan Sugar. Right, so you write the word play, you write your answer, and you text it to 83936. I think that's what you do. Is that right, Chris?
I can't think.
You can't think.
I don't know, what
it is what you do, it is. Text the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. And you could be playing the game tomorrow.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
I can't think. Oh, no, what is it?
I know. It's so annoying. It was Sam Fender. It's People Watching, and it's on Radio X.
People watch on the way back home. Envious of the glitter.